What do you got for the insights and intel that keep you informed? It's easy to find tons of news and how-to stuff, but what about the commercial acumen, the business awareness that separates the good from the great professionals? The insights, the trends, the nuances, the patterns, the predictions, the drivers of change. Well, I'm Rob Brown, and that's exactly what we're doing here. With this brand new Accounting Answers podcast, I've interviewed 111 people who care about accounting, who talk to tech experts, fellow professionals, and clients every day. These people are on the front line in seeing what's working and what isn't. And you can't beat a variety of experts that comes from not just a couple of conversations or talking to your people in your own bubble. You need diversity of thinking and perspectives. So we're asking a range of experts in accounting, finance, and tech the same five questions about change, talent, people, tech, and the future of accounting. And in this daily show of 10 to 15 minutes, you get over 500 brilliant, passionate, and articulate perceptions, insights, viewpoints of professionals with a stake in the game. And each episode gives you five answers to one of these questions, so you're a step ahead of everyone else in knowing what the world is thinking about the topics that matter. Let's jump into today's episode. Today, we're soliciting the views of our influencers and leaders on what's coming up for accounting professionals, firms, the profession generally, and the tech ecosystem that surrounds it. Adaptation, innovation, and invention are changing the game almost daily. This fluid state of change makes you wonder how accountants are coping with the now, let alone the future. Let's hear what our diverse and knowledgeable experts think is on the horizon. We have with us now Trevor Greenway, CEO of Interval, where he focuses on streamlining firms' finance and wealth with AI, leading the way and applying artificial intelligence to the accounting industry for transformative results.
Number one, I truly believe that accounting is going to undergo a bit of a rebranding. The industry will rebrand a little bit. And I don't mean new acronyms, although there's already enough. But I mean more so about who they are, what they do. And I think that that's important both to the customers, but also to the talent attraction. So I do believe that that's one of the things that we are going to see happen very quickly. And I believe it's going to happen in a variety of different countries. I believe that is a borderless problem in the sense that, you know, the attracting of new innovative thinkers to the field, while also combating this belief that, you know, the irony is that software tries to make things look very easy, but then as a result, business owners think that everything is easy. And they assume that everything the accountant has ever done has been easy. And so there's a rebranding necessitated to say, well, no, there are very complicated strategic things that I do that I can see coming that technology cannot do. It can't draw on those experiences. And I think there's a rebranding around what accountants do and what they will be doing going forward that I think is important. Number two, I think you are, I think the question was, you know, in the accounting world and in the tech industry. So I kind of put two in the, you know, kind of category in my head around accounting, and then one kind of what I think is going to happen in the tech industry in the next little bit. I think you are in tech going to see some great companies come out of this tech recession, mostly because of the muscles that some of these companies were forced to flex. Companies that lived through perhaps the frothiest market ever, you know, during COVID, to immediately be hit by massive headwinds when the market corrected, they've actually proven to have to be very resilient because those are entirely like polar opposite markets. And so they had to get back to their core, really delivering real value, not simply things that you could raise money on. I think that's going to serve them really well long term. And I believe that you will see some very strong companies in tech and specifically in accounting tech and fintech as well, because of those experiences that they had to live through. And then lastly, I think you're going to see the strong and innovative firms will get stronger and more innovative. And I don't mean bleeding edge. I mean, just kind of the leaders in market. I think you're going to see a spinning up of some, you know, we've already seen this, you know, some new age accounting firms who aren't fighting legacy systems and you know, are able to act a little bit more nimbly. We've continued to see those. But I really think that what those kind of firms embody, and you see that in the top 100 as well, there are those that aren't afraid of technology, but view it as a medium to help the industry evolve. They're the ones that are going to thrive. And I talk a lot about, you know, technology not being a silver bullet. It has to be there. It only helps if used properly. And I think those that aren't fearful and believe that it is, you know, there are some that kind of turtle and build a wall and say, well, no, you're going to kill me. Ironically, they're kind of, you know, creating a self-fulfilling prophecy at that point. And I believe those that are cautious, but, you know, understanding and intentional that technology can automate some of the mundane, allow firms to perform more with fewer, as you know, they navigate a little bit of a labor reset. I think those firms that have acknowledged that and have seen that coming, even the small firms, I think can be really, really successful in that. but just have to be really, really intentional as to how it's fitting within their existing process.
It's an honor to bring to the microphone Val Steed, a true accounting legend, CPA, MA, CITP, an accounting technology thought leader, an over 35-year veteran who's been at the forefront of technology adoption and education in the accounting field.
Number one, AI will not take over the world, okay? AI is another tool that will be wrapped into many products that will really enhance accounting, tax, other solutions. It's a great tool used properly, but it's a tool. It's not going to take over the world. People want people to talk to in the accounting profession, and that's going to continue. So no, I don't see any jobs really lost there. In the U.S., I'm going to also make another prediction here. In the U.S. area, can't really speak to the U.K. or other places, but in the United States, the tax prep industry is a locked game. It's a locked game. Nobody can get into that game, and I don't see anybody breaking in the near future. Can it be tried? We warned them not to go after that direction. Can it be tried and learned that it's a catch-22? You're not going to be used and trusted unless you're used and trusted. And you can't be used and trusted until people use and trust you. It's a catch-22. So for now, that game's locked. Number three, sadly, I think venture capital is going to change the entire accounting tech landscape in the next few years. And who survives, who does not survive, is really honestly up in the air. Because I've seen venture capital do great jobs of managing tech companies. And I've also seen venture capital come in and pirate, burn, and churn, and destroy great solutions. But I think they're going to really make their mark in the next few years in our industry, sadly, in my opinion. So as we consider venture capital, I'd say two things. My greatest fear in venture capital coming into these markets is that they're going to come through there. And often what they do is they trim off the most trusted, loyal, long-term employees that have big salaries and things. And they're the ones that the whole industry loves and cherishes. And, you know, you see these people tossed to the side that have built the industry and do things. So that'd be my fear. My hope is that most of these companies understand that if they stay out of the way and let these companies kind of run their own programs and understand the value of these long-term employees, key influencers. I see venture capital not really grasp the idea of key influencers. My hope is they would understand the market and understand these key influencers and understand how to support them. If they do that and they get that message, they're going to continue very, very successfully. It's the venture capital groups that come in and start cutting and slashing and burning where I see products just go right downhill.
Here with us now is Vipul Sheth, Managing Director at Advanced Track Outsourcing, helping accounting firms build global teams, offering outsourced services that enhance capacity and client service without compromising on quality or ethics.
Okay. I guess the first one, and I would say that, wouldn't I? I think this remote working or distributed staffing model will become more common, and that will be by location, predominantly in the East. And I'm being very generic here. When I say that, I think that's going to be a big driver in terms of the way staffing will happen. I also think what's likely to happen in the profession is the technology will be the biggest driver in reducing the amount of manual input. We're already seeing all the major software companies investing heavily in that just to reduce it. And I think thirdly, and this is probably a generational thing, the new breed of entrepreneur will absolutely love the technology piece. On they will, are the biggest reason that the dinosaur accountants will find that unless they change, the businesses will move. So perhaps businesses that have been with a particular accountancy firm for several generations, the next generation live their lives on their devices. And unless they're able to deliver outputs, whether that's management accounts and other data, let's say, through the thing that's sitting in our pockets all the time, those firms will be the ones that will suffer. So those that go mobile first, they will be the ones that will be the most successful in the rest of the 21st century.
The next voice you hear will be Stephen Heathcote, Chief Executive Officer at Prime Global, the Association of Advisory and Accounting Firms.
Okay, so top three predictions. Now, firstly, we're still going to see professional firms going through massive transition because of all of the private equity funding, the exits from private equity, the mergers, the acquisitions, the new types of firms. We're also are going to see a lot more impact from AI, but I'd go back to it's the AI assurance, which is going to really make a big difference. If you look at cases like Air Canada, where Air Canada had this issue that their AI, their customer service AI, was actually lying, and it was telling people that they could get reduced fares, bereavement fares, because it just found a gap. It was hallucinating. Now, who is looking at those models and who is checking that the AI will not hallucinate? So that's another prediction. The rise of AI assurance and services is going to be really, really big for firms. And they need to start getting their heads around this and getting the right people in place now. And the third one is, if I think the look of the profession is going to change, and it won't look like me, it won't be a white, middle-aged man. That you can see there is tremendous female leadership coming through in our firms. I've seen that all the time now with more and more female managing partners coming through. And I think overall diversity is going to improve considerably. And I think the image of the profession, therefore, will dramatically change. It'll be seen as a profession that is accessible to others. And it'll be a go-to profession, not a profession that people think is dull and boring, but all about actually championing digital change, making a difference for businesses, and a place where they are welcome. And that's something we could all look forward to. I think my biggest prediction is accountancy is going to become really cool.
The next voice is Dwayne Bregonier, renowned tech leader, author, and recognized for his practical cutting-edge process improvement in the accounting field, leading firms towards innovation.
Firms will invest in data integration via their APIs without question, and they'll start to apply standardized user-friendly interfaces to it so that now we can start to expand the specialized reporting aspect instead of data extraction expertise that we need now for that. Second, we're going to have to develop some sort of self-housed data. Right now, a firm's assets is its data sets, but the data sets are controlled by the cloud that collects them. And so it will be moving. We have to move towards some way to protect those assets that are independently dispersed everywhere so that it has to go into a non-public data center somehow in order to maintain the value of those assets. Third, universally accepted digital currencies would be introduced and pushed out by almost all government bodies in the next little while. That will mean, because they're not going to give up the power associated with money control. And so that will mean that we have to allow for better foreign exchange translation reporting to take place, because we'll make all these multiple digital currencies will actually take place and they'll fluctuate quickly. And if I can, just a fourth, we'll have enhanced integration of social media data into our ERP systems so that now we can, it's something as simple as how do I handle my advertising revenue when it's actually spread across multiple social media platforms in multiple countries? How do I allocate those costs? How do I take them into account for any sort of financial reporting for investors or for governmental, you know, compliance? And so that those are the four that I'd see happening. AIPs, self-help data, housed data, digital currencies, and of course, the integration of social media data into our reports.
So there you have five great answers to the question, what are your top three predictions for the accounting world in coming years? Every working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on what is coming up prediction-wise, what are they willing to bet on, what do they see in their crystal balls? That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with a fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best accounting leaders and influencers we can find. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North American region and the UK-Europe region. Great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.